下面我们来到神的话语面前，我们也在今天的要理问答的时间，我们一起来读海德堡要理问答第56问，论到罪得赦免我来问问题，我们一起来读答案。第56问问到：我信罪得赦免，你是怎样相信的？我相信上帝因基督补罪的缘故，不再纪念我的罪，也不纪念我一生中必须与之征战的罪性，反而仁慈地将基督的义归于我，使我永远不会在上帝的审判台前被定罪。感谢主，是我们的义，乃是基督的义归于我们的身上。我们下面在正道的时间阿尔特牧师带来给我们提摩太前书的信息，神家的事物。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
Greetings, in the Lord.
我们在主里面给大家带来我的问候。
Let's open our Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 to 8.
我们一起打开我们的圣经，来到新约提摩太前书第五章一到八节。
Before we read, let me pray for us.
在我们进入经文之前，我们一起来祷告。
Our Father and our God, we ask for your Holy Spirit to come into our midst.
我们的父，我们的神，我们在这里求主你自己的圣灵来到我们当中。
For without your light, we cannot see.
因为我们没有，如果没有神自己的光照，我们没有办法有那属灵的看见。
Give us a receptive heart to your truth.
赐给我们一个愿意接受神你自己真理话语的心。
Lead us to repentance.
让我们进入到悔改当中。
And most importantly, lead us to experience Christ Jesus our Lord.
更重要的，让我们自己能够经历我们的救主耶稣基督。
In His name we pray.
我们奉他的名祷告。
Amen. I'm going to ask Elder Eric to please read for us from verses 1 to 8. Us,
来
yeah.
读提摩太前书五章一到八节的经文。不可严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姊妹，总要清清节节的，要尊敬那真为寡妇的。若寡妇有儿女或有孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己的家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。那独居无靠真为寡妇的，是仰赖神，昼夜不住地祈求祷告。但那好宴乐的寡妇正活着的时候也是死的。这些事你要嘱咐他们，叫他们无可指责。人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好，不看顾自己的家人更是如此。这是神的话语。
So we continue to study Paul's pastoral instruction to Timothy.
所以我们在今天的讲道中，我们继续的来研读保罗给提摩太的各样的这样的教牧上的一些嘱咐与教训。
This portion of the text of the passage here is part of a larger unit all the way from verses 1 to 16.
我们今天读的这段经文是在一个更大的一个段落当中，就是在这个一到这个第五章的一到十六节，是一个其中的一部分。
And this instruction is about how Timothy, as a pastor, is to relate to the different members in the church.
那这一段经文呢，是要来主要的是来提醒提摩太作为一个牧者如何的跟教会当中不同的这种成员来相处。
As you heard, a good portion of this passage is about widows, which I will spend more time on in my next message.
我们今天就像我们今天刚才读经读到的 那这段经文里有相当一的一大的这样一段篇幅呢，是提到如何的来来照顾来或者教训教会当中的这种寡妇啊。那我在下一次的信息当中也要特别的来讲这一方面。
Today, through these verses 1 to 8, I want to focus on the family aspect of the church about as the household of God.
那我今天所要特别侧重来谈的是教会作为一个神的家作为一个神的家庭，那其中的这样的各个的这样的所谓的家务事。
The New Testament uses a wide range of imagery to describe the church.
那新约当中有很多形象的比喻来描述教会。
It talks about the church as the bride of Christ.
那新约告诉我们那教会就好像基督的心腹。
It talks about how the church is the body of Christ in 1 Corinthians 12.
那在提摩太在哥林多前书十二章呢也提到那教会的就好像基督的身体。
In 2 Peter 2:9 talks about how the church is like a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
那在彼得前书二章告诉我们呢那教会也是那君尊的祭司圣洁的国度。
In John 15, it talks about how the church is like the vine and branches.
那在约翰福音第五章，耶稣也说过，那教会呢就好像葡萄树和枝子一样。
In 1 Corinthians 3, it talks about how the church is like God's temple.
那在哥林多前书第三章保罗提到那我们的教会就好像神的殿。
John chapter 10 talks about how the church is like the flock of sheep.
在约翰福音第十章这个圣经说那教会里好像就像神的群羊一样。
Romans 11 talks about the church like the olive tree.
那在罗马书十一章圣经说教会也好像橄榄树一样。
And also, lastly, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3, it talks about how the church is like an army of soldiers.
那在提摩太后书第二章也圣经的经文也说，那我们教会呢也就好像一个像一个军队当中的这样的征战的士兵一样。
But I think one of the most intimate images of the church ought to be the family, the household of God.
在这众多的形象的比喻当中呢，其实可能其中最亲密的一个图画呢，就是好像是描述教会就好像一个家庭。
This image is so precious because it is by our faith alone in the shed blood of Christ, not by our natural descent, that God has made us into become His daughters and sons.
那这个是一个非常宝贵的这样的一个图画哈，因为我们不是我们凭着我们的血缘或者我们的出身来进入到神的这样的一个家庭当中，乃是出于对这个基督的信心出于他所为我们流的宝血，也借着他的圣灵，让我们能够成为神的儿女。
He made us into one family.
他把我们塑造成一个家庭。
I'd like to share this one story from a commentator that I read.
那我想跟大家分享一个解经家哈，他所举的这样的一个他所讲的一个故事。
A missionary went to a Latin American country on a mission trip.
有一位宣教士呢，在一个宣教的旅途当中来到当时应该是拉丁美洲的一个国家。
He stayed with a very very poor Christian family.
他当时寄宿在一个非常贫困的一个基督徒家庭里面。
All they had were their clothes and a tiny one room shelter and a chicken.
他们所有的只有他们身上的衣服，还有只有一间一个简陋的一个棚屋还有一只鸡。
On the last evening he was there, the family held a farewell party for the missionary in his honor.
那在他走之前的最后一个晚上那个家庭为他设了一个晚宴来给他告别。
And soup was served as the main course and that's it.
那这个其中唯一的这个菜呢就是一道这个汤。
But then the missionary noticed there's meat inside soup.
那这个宣教士发现原来汤里面原来还有肉。
Suddenly he realized that came from the only chicken they had.
所以他突然发意识到啊，那个汤其实用他们唯一的一只鸡所炖的汤。
Overwhelmed with emotion, the missionary's eyes wells with tears.
所以他那个宣教士当时非常的感动啊，甚至流泪。
He marveled that the father of this household thought of him and treated him as a part of one family of Christ.
因为他想到这个当时这一家人呢，把他自己当做是他们家庭的一员是在基督里的家庭。
Which is why he shows such extraordinary generosity.
所以是对他这样显出这样的一个非常的慷慨。
Because he was a brother to him.
因为他是他们的弟兄一样。
When you know that someone who are equally sons and daughters of God, redeemed by the blood of Christ, we ought to treat them differently from the world because they are our own brothers and sisters.
所以当我们看到一个我们周围的人那他们是和我们一样在是被主耶稣基督所救赎的时候那我们真是应该带他们不是跟世人一样而是把他们当作我们自己的亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So in what we have here in these verses 1 to 8, Paul tells Timothy and also tell in turn to us first that we are to relate and treat each other in God's family.
所以在这一段一到八节的经文当中保罗在教训提摩太也是教训今天的我们我们在家中是应该如何的来首先是要看到我们应该如何的来彼此相待。
Second, what our family responsibilities are.
那第二呢？那我们在这个神的家中，我们的责任是什么
？And third, the importance of God's family reputation.
第三在我们在神的家中的这种声誉，我们的名誉也是很重要的。
First, family relationships, verses 1 and 2.
那第一点呢？我们看到我们在神里面的这种家庭的关系是在第一到第二节。
So if you remember last time I told you that Timothy was a young pastor in his mid-30s,
那所以我像我以前跟大家讲过呢，当时提摩太是一位很年轻的牧者，大概可能30多岁。
And he needs to know how to relate and treat different people in the church.
那他应该需要知道去如何的去跟教会当中不同的人来相处。
Of course, he should be setting examples for the rest of the church to follow.
他当然应该是成为这个整个教会的其他的人的榜样。
Even as the pastor, he must, here Paul tells us that he must treat older men as fathers to him.
所以保罗说即使是虽然他是教会当中的牧师，但是他要把这个教会当中年长的这种弟兄姐妹也当成他的父亲一样来对待。
He is to give them respect, the respect that they deserve.
要给他们当得的尊重。
And when correction is needed, which Paul has already talked about in chapter 1, that he is to correct people in the church.
那当他需要来劝诫，需要来纠正那个教会的人的时候，那个这是保罗在这个前面第一章已经提到的，他在教会当中要做这种纠正劝诫的工作。
Paul is telling Timothy to not be overbearingly harsh.
那所以保罗提醒提摩太，当他去做这种劝诫。纠正的工作的时候呢，不应该是以一个粗暴的一个这种盛气凌人的态度。
The Greek word rebuke here literally means strike at someone.
这个责备这个字在希腊文里面那个原文的意思是一个击打人的意思。
He is telling Timothy not to give a tongue lashing to older men.
所以保罗说提摩太不应该是去好像用舌头来击打来责骂。
No one should ever talk to his own father that way.
责骂这些年长的人因为你在家里面也你当然不可能跟自己的父亲这样说话。
Because that would be disrespectful to him.
因为那是不尊敬。
Even when he, the father, is at fault.
如果即使你的父亲有错。
And this applies to treating all older men in the church.
这也应用在我们如何来对待教会当中所有的年长的弟兄一样的原则。
And furthermore, older men are also to be encouraged, comforted, and exhorted according to Paul.
那保罗也是说在教会当中呢对这个 年长的弟兄哈，需要来啊，需要来劝诫，需要来督责。
Next, younger men.
那第二呢？那么是如何对待这个教会当中年轻的弟兄
？They are to be treated as brothers.
那他们是你要提摩太呢，要把他们当成自己的弟兄来对待。
This means they are not to be looked down upon or talked down upon as if they were just have a lower status.
这也意味着保罗这个提摩太不应该去轻看他们哈，不应该以一个居高临下的态度来，好像把他们当做一个低一等的弟兄。
Timothy is to exhort them as his peers, like an older brother.
那提摩太呢，应该是去以一个同辈的这样的一个态度哈，去像对待他的哥哥一样的这样的去对待这些年轻人。
But here's the catch.
但是呢，还有其实这里边有一个重点。
And this is going back to the principle we just talked about treating older men.
这也是又回到我们刚才提到如何来对待年长者的这个原则是一样的。
Even though older Christians should treat younger men as peers, it is inappropriate for younger men, also women too, to think that they're equal to the older ones.
即使是你作为一个年长的这种信徒哈，应该把年轻人呢当做你的同辈，但反过来，那年轻的这个弟兄或者姐妹，你不应该把年长的人呢当成跟你自己同等的。
Younger men and old women cannot disregard the proper address, manner, and respect for the older Christians.
那年轻的这种弟兄或者姐妹呢，你不应该忽视。就我们对待年长的时候，我们的对他们的称呼也好，对他们的态度和这种尊重也好，是不应该轻忽的。
This is such a problem in our society today, where casual culture is so prominent everywhere.
这在我们所生活的社会里边哈，是一个非常随便的一个文化哈，所以在这个在当今可能是一个很大的问题。
We don't do this in our Chinese culture, but I remember last year when I went to the General Assembly.I saw a lot of Korean Christians. They always bow to the elders.
我们可能在中国的教会哈不太这样做，但是我在去我们总会开会的时候，我看到很多韩国的基督徒，他见到他们的年长的时候，他们都是要跟他们鞠躬的。
This is also a problem where we have such a smartphone culture. Our communication skill has been corroded because of that.
就好像同样的，我们在今天呢，我们现在有很多的智能的手机，那所以我们跟人的沟通呢，也因为这些现代的通讯而被损坏了。
When somebody is talking to you at your face, you are looking at you down your phone, and he's talking or her, she is talking to you.
所以当人跟你说话的时候，你都不看正眼看人，你在看你的手机。
How rude is that?
怎么应该不应该是这样的？
We are living in a world where good and godly manners aren't valued any longer by the world.
那我们生活的时代呢？这个我们这些良好的敬虔的礼仪啊，已经不被重视了。
So we ought to pay special attention to this.
所以我们需要来特别的重视这一点。
Next, for older women, they are to be treated like mothers.
那下面呢？保罗说，这个年长的这种姐妹们哈，提摩太要把她们当作母亲一样来对待。
We have to show care and gentleness to these older women.
对这些年长的姐妹们呢，提摩太应该是去以一个关怀和温柔的心来对待他们。
They are to be listened to.
他需要来去聆听他们。
A good biblical example is Paul calls Rufus mothers as his own mother in Romans 16:13.
那给我们一个很好的例子是保罗在第保罗在罗马书的十六章哈，他把这个那个弟兄叫做这个卢弗的母亲哈，当成自己的母亲来对待。
And finally, younger women are to be treated like sisters.
那最后呢，那些年轻的姐妹呢，应该把她们当成是你自己的姐妹一样来对待。
The first and foremost part about this command is sexual purity.
那在这一方面呢，其实保罗最重要的教导是指在这个性的方面的这种纯洁。
Younger sisters ought to be protected and not exploited or taken advantage of.
那年轻的姐妹是需要来被保护的，而不是在其中受到这种被利用或者被这个占便宜。
So the lesson here for us.In this first point is not only do we need to know how to treat the different people in the church as family members.
那这所以在这个这个第一点中我们看到的我们在教会当中的这种关系当中所应该学到的是我们不是不要如何要把教会当中不同的人来当做家人来对待。
But also, I hope you realize how the church, God's family, is meant to be intergenerational.
所以我们在里面也更要看到那神的家呢，其实是一个跨年龄层、跨世代的这样的家庭。
In the church, there are always going to be different generations in it.
在一个教会里面，肯定有好几代人。
And therefore, it is necessary for us to reach across genders, of course, and different age groups to care for them, to respect and protect them.
所以在教会当中呢，不仅是我们要跨越这种性别的界限，也可能要跨越我们的这种代沟在其中呢，你要去来关心，去来尊重去来保护他们。
Your own small group is not the church.
你自己的小组和团契不是教会。
Neither is the brothers' fellowship or sisters' fellowship or the evergreen fellowship.
所以弟兄团契、姐妹团契、长青团契也不是教会。
Even though you like very much how all your group members are in the similar walk of life as yours.
那即使呢，你可能喜欢你的小组当中呢，也许你跟你常常在一起的人你喜欢他们都是跟你的年龄、经历背景都差不多的人。
But we must intentionally take special care of all of the family relationships that we have in the church.
但是我们必须有意识的去来关顾教会中所有的各个年龄层的这种各方面的家庭关系。
You are called to do it, and this is not just the pastor's job.
这也不只是给一个牧师的一个呼召，这是给我们所有的人都要我们蒙召所要需要去做的。
And of course, with a church like ours, the implication is also that we ought to not only cross the generational barrier.
那我们就像我们这样的教会那也意味着呢，我们不仅要跨越这种所谓的代沟。
As you all know that we also have a language barrier, Chinese and English.
那你也知道我们教会呢，我们当中也有一个语言的障碍中文和中文和英文的这样的语言的障碍。
We also have the cultural barrier.
我们也许也有文化的障碍。
And we have to cross all these. Why?
我们为什么要去跨越这些障碍？
Because when you know that someone who are equally sons and daughters of God, redeemed by the blood of Christ.
因为当你知道这些我们周围的这些会员他们是同样跟你一样是蒙了基督所宝血所救赎所重生的这种神的儿女。
No matter how different they may be, we ought to intentionally treat them as our own family members in Christ.
不管他们跟你有多么大的不同你都应该是刻意的要把他们当作是在基督家里的这种家人来对待。
Now, besides older men, younger men, older women, younger women, there's still one more type of people in the church that we need to treat as family.
那除了这种所谓的年长的弟兄、年轻的弟兄、年长的姐妹、年轻的姐妹之外，在教会中还有另外的一个特殊的一类成员。
Let's turn to our second point, family responsibilities, verses 3 to 6.
那我们就所以进入到我们的第二点是所谓神家的这个在神家中的责任，就第。这段经文的第三到第六节
Verse 3, Paul says, Honor widows who are truly widows.
第三节保罗说你要尊敬那真为寡妇的寡妇
This may sound odd to us that widows would be one special type of members in God's family.
首先这句话也许我们看起来好像觉得有点奇怪为什么这个寡妇是这个教会当中的一个特别的一类成员
But the care of widows is actually deeply rooted in scripture.
但是对寡妇的照顾是在圣经当中是一个非常非常这个深入的和普遍的这样的一个教导。
In the Old Testament, in Psalm 68, verse 5, God is called the protector of widows.
在诗篇68篇第五节那这个诗篇说那个神是这个寡妇的这个伸冤者。
In Psalm 146, verse 9, God uphold and the widows and the fatherless.
那在第诗篇的第146篇那诗人说耶和华是扶持那些寡妇和孤儿。
There are so many more in the Old Testament. I don't have time to give them all to you.
那另外旧约当中有还有 还有更多的这种出处哈，我们今天没有时间来一一的来看。
In the New Testament, we also see that in Luke 18, how Jesus commanded the widows of persistent prayers.
那在我们在新约当中哈，在路加福音，我们也看到那个在耶稣哈使这个称赞这个寡妇或者横切的祷告。
The New Testament repeatedly put a lot of emphasis on widows.
所以在新约当中哈，也有圣经里特别的来关注哈，对于寡妇的这种。
One of the most important ones is in James chapter 1 verse 27.
那一个可能这其中最重要的经文之一是在这个雅各书的第一章27节。
Religion that is pure and undefiled before God is to visit orphans and widows in their affliction.
在我们的神面前呢，清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
We'll spend more time on that next time.
我们在下一次的讲道中也要花更多的时间来看。
Widows represent a class of people in the ancient world who, because of no husband, could be because the husband deserted her, or maybe her husband deceased.
那在这种当时这种古代的社会当中哈，那寡妇其实是一个特别的一个单独的一个阶层啊，因为只是这些已经因为不管是各种各样的原因，那没有丈夫失去丈夫的。
These women have no means of support for life whatsoever.
他们完全没有生活的来源。
So they were particularly vulnerable to being exploited by others.
所以他们特别的容易被别人来伤害啊，剥削和欺压。
The remaining property could be taken away by other people.
那他们即使仅有的这些财产，也可能很容易会被其他人来剥夺。
And single women could not get a job for themselves in that society back then.
在当时这种社会里面，一个单身的女子也不可能找到工作。
No one would employ a woman.
因为没有人会雇一个女子。
So this is not exactly our situation today in our society.
那当然，这是在我们今天的社会当中我们的处境不完全一样。
Because we have insurance income, we have social security, we have job opportunities.
我们可能有各样的保险我们也有有这种社保的供应我们也有各样的工作的机会。
So we can apply what the ancient people called widows as a class of people to all today as all who are destitute, impoverished, poverty-stricken people.
所以今天我们可以把圣经里所说的这个寡妇的这个阶层呢，是应用到我们今天所有的这些非常的贫困的生活在贫困线以下的没有社会保障的这一类人。
But with that said, nevertheless, it is still absolutely ours, all Christians' responsibility to see to it that no widows in God's family are left destitute, helpless.
所以在今天能够要确保这些贫困当中的人确保这些寡妇能够不是不限于到这种贫困无助当中这也是今天这是我们对于基督徒而言这也绝对是我们当今的责任。
And they also need to be emotionally supported as well.
当然我们也要在情感上要支持他们。
The care of widows is such a serious, important concern for the church that it takes up the largest portion of this part of Paul's instruction.
所以在整个这一大段的保罗的对给提摩太的教训当中对寡妇的照顾是一个是当时教会当中保罗所极其关注的极其重要的一件事。
I like this analogy that describes why this is the case.
那为什么是这样？那我喜欢一个这样的一个比喻，我所听到的一个比喻。
Imagine that the father is leaving his two children with a babysitter.
就你可以想象，如果一个父亲把他的两个孩子交付给一个保姆来照顾。
A nine-year-old boy and also a three-year-old daughter.
其中有一个九岁的男孩和一个三岁的女儿。
Most likely, he will leave a much longer and careful instruction for the three-year-old daughter than for his nine-year-old son.
那在很可能呢，这个父亲跟这个保姆的嘱咐里面那对这个如何来照顾这个三岁的女儿，可能对这方面的这种教训或者嘱咐呢，可远远超过他的对那个九岁的男孩子的这样的一个嘱咐。
Nine-year-old boy can almost take care of himself, but a three-year-old girl is almost helpless.
所以因为这个九岁的男孩呢，可能在很多方面可以已经开始可以照顾自己，但是这个三岁的女儿呢，可能是非常需要照顾。
And on top of it, Paul certainly would not let this matter of the care of widows to be decided or influenced by the conventional practice of the pagan world.
那在这个基础之上呢，保罗也不希望呢，那么当时对这个教会当中寡妇的照顾啊，是按照当时这个所谓的异教的不信神的社会当中的这些规矩啊，来进行。
Because Paul knows how radical, how different the Christian way is supposed to be.
因为保罗知道哈，那最在我们对待这样的人的态度哈，应该是如何是有根本性的不同。
How different, how radical.
那有多么不同呢
？Let's look at verse 4. Paul says,
我们看第四节。
If a widow has children or grandchildren, let them take care of the widow first.
那第四节说，如果这个寡妇呢有儿女或者孙子孙女哈，那应该先由他们来照顾她。
Now, of course, the context of this command is that this widow would be from a Christian family.
那这段经文的这种背景呢，当然是假定这个寡妇是在一个基督徒的家庭里面。
And the word honor, coming from verse 3 we read earlier, said honor widows, reflects the fifth commandment, reminds us of the fifth commandment.
那么在第三节的这个经文里面所说的这个尊敬哈，这个字呢其实是来自就是旧约当中十诫当中第五诫哈，那其中当时我们说孝敬父母啊是同一个字。
Thanks, I don't have to say it. the Hebrew word honor,does not only mean to respect or revere.
所以在这个希伯来文当中，所谓的这种孝敬，或者说尊敬，不只是一个态度上的这种尊敬或者尊重。
But also means to provide for, support them financially or materially.
其中也包括在经济上的这种供应和支持。
True believers who value and pursue godliness would do what is pleasing in the sight of God, verse 4.
那在第四节哈，保罗说，真正重视哈追求敬虔的这个基督徒呢，我们应该在神面前来做神所喜悦的事哈。
So honoring one's parents pleases God for two reasons.
那孝敬父母哈，那尊敬这些年长的哈，那那可以是应该是可以是神所喜悦的哈，因为有两个原因。
First, very simple, our obedience to God's command pleases God.
那第一点很简单，那我们去遵行神的旨意的时候，遵行神的诫命的时候，当然是神所喜悦的。
And second,
第二
，children by God's design do owe to their parents for everything that the parents have done for them.
那按照这个神的创造中的设计哈，那我们儿女本来是在我们的父母面前，我们一切都是欠我们的父母的。
So not honoring your parents is it's a sign of ingratitude as well as a defiance to God's commandments.
所以不尊敬哈，不孝敬，不供养父母呢，那其实是不仅是这种忘恩负义哈，也是违背了神的诫命。
Paul says here in verse 4, make some return to your parents.
那保罗在这个第四节哈，他说要这个。要这个报答亲恩哈
，because of what they have done for you，
因为这是因为我们要记得父母为我们所做的一切。
He continues to say for， and then he said Paul here is talking about she who is truly a widow in verse 5。
那在第五节保罗说那些真为寡妇的
，this means widows who have nothing， no support，
是指那些独居的无依无靠的。
This is why Paul says she is left all alone by herself.
这也是为什么保罗在这里说他们是独居无靠的。
Someone like this, Paul says, her hope is set on God, which is marked by her devotion in her prayer life.
这种保罗说这些寡妇呢，他们是真正的这种标志哈，是他们是一个完全仰赖上帝的啊，这种姐妹啊，可以昼夜不住的在。
In other words, a genuine widow who is a true believer belongs to God.
或者从换句话说呢，真正的寡妇哈，那些是在神里面是 真正是属神的儿女。
A great example is, of this is from Luke chapter 2, verses 36 to 37.
那一个很好的例子是在路加福音的这个第二章的第36到37节。
There we see Anna, the old lady, she lived to age 84.
那个地方我们看到那个姐妹叫亚拿哈，那她是一个年老的姐妹啊，活到这个84岁。
She was widowed, actually, after 7 years, she was widowed, and then she lived. The Bible that Luke tells us that he prayed inside the temple the whole time of her widowhood. 所
以她结婚7年之后就守寡哈。那圣经说她是在圣殿当中哈，在之后呢，她是在圣殿中昼夜不住的祷告。
A genuine widow like this is indeed part of God's family.
这样的寡妇哈，那的确真是神的家中的一员。
And she is the responsibility of the church family.
她也是教会的责任。
And we ought to treat and love someone like this as one of our own, our flesh and blood.
我们要像对待自己的亲骨肉一样来对待她。
But for a widow who is self-indulgent, verse 6.
那在第六节和保罗说这些喜欢宴乐的自我满足的这种寡妇啊。
That means she hopes and takes comfort of things in this world.
他们的盼望哈，他们的舒适呢，是从这个世界的这种享受而来的。
She lives for pleasure. She lives to please herself.
那他们的在活着是为了享乐哈，为了自己而活。
Paul says that she is spiritually dead.
保罗说她是在属灵上是已经是死的。
Someone like this is not part of God's family.
这样的人不属于神的家。
By the way, there is a priority of caring for believing widows in the church over unbelieving ones.
那也顺便提一下呢，我们在照顾寡妇的时候也有这种优先次序哈。那照顾这种信主的寡妇要优先于不信主的。
I will talk more about that in my next message.
在我下次的讲道中会更多的来谈。
As much as this warning of Paul is so straightforward against people who claim to be needy but are actually self-indulgent,
那保罗的警告呢，可能也不只是针对这些啊，那自己啊自称是有需要，但是呢，但实际上是放纵自己的这些人。
There's also something else we need to learn here, and there's something that's very subtle.
那这里面呢，也有一个保罗有一个另外的提醒啊，可能是比较微妙的。
And that is the danger of Christians seeing retirement only as an opportunity to enjoy themselves.
那有也有这样的一个危险哈，我们要小心。我们基督徒不要把我们的退休哈当成只是一个让我们可以享受人生的这样的一个机会。
Instead of spending time to serve the Lord and His church in different ways.
而忽略了我们能够用我们的时间，用我们不同的方式哈，来继续的来服侍神，服侍教会。
I really appreciate the 3+3+3 fellowship ministry that's been going on in our church.
我也非常的欣赏我们教会当中已经开始进行的哈这种三代人哈三加三的这种团契事工。
It is a great way to cross the generational barriers.
这是一个很好的让我们能够跨越这种年龄的界限的跨越代沟的。这样的一个方式。
And I strongly encourage all of you, especially the older brothers and sisters and empty nesters, to get involved for the good of God's family.
我也非常的鼓励我们当中所有的尤其是那些已经空巢的这样的家庭能够积极的来参与能够来为着神家中的益处来努力。
And finally, we come to the matter of family reputation in verses 7 to 8.
最后一点，我们来看。有关神的家庭当中的名声家或者声誉哈，这是在第七到八节。
In verse 7, Paul makes clear that these instructions is not just for Timothy alone as the pastor.
那在第七节，我们保罗其实指出这些他给提摩太的这种提醒和教训呢，不只是给提摩太作为个人的。
It is for the entire church family.
也不只是给一个牧者，而是给整个的教会的。
There in verse 7, the Wahaban says Taman should be, that is not means does not mean that he's not pointing at the widows. He's actually talking about the church.
第七节哈，保罗说这些事你要嘱咐他们哈。那个这个他们其实不是指只是那些寡妇，而指整个的教会啊。
Timothy must command and insist on these things to the entire church.
所以提摩太必须的来提醒啊，来督责和整个的教会。
Otherwise, the reputation of the church, which is supposed to be the family of God, would be under criticism by the unbelieving world.
否则呢，教会的这种教会的名声啊，就可能会被这个周围的我们的这个不信的世界来成为他们的批评。
If we don't take care of our good care of our family relationship of how we treat each other,
如果我们都不知道如何来照顾来对待我们当中的一员。
If we don't take on our family responsibilities as Christians,
如果我们连自己家庭的责任都不愿意承担，
why the outsider would be thinking, why would I want to join you guys to be your family?
那外人就会想，那我为什么还要加入你们，加入到你们这个家庭里面呢？
The church's public image would be marred.
那所以在公众当中的这种教会的形象就会被玷污。
Listen to this. The failures of Christians to honor their own parents.
我们其实今天有这种信徒的家庭甚至不孝敬自己的父母。
The failures of the church to care and provide for those who among them who are widows who are in need.
那教会呢也有教会没有来供应来照顾我们当中的寡妇和真正有需要的人。
These failures would mean, Paul says in verse 8, that we have denied the true faith and we are worse than unbelievers.
所以保罗在第八节说，他这种在这些失败当中他们其实是否认了我们自己真正的这种信仰。
Indeed, even some pagan religions and cultures, such as our own traditional Chinese culture, have a sense of duty to shoulder family responsibilities.
所以甚至呢，可能比不信的人还不如哈，因为甚至就像我们自己的中国的传统文化当中哈，我们都可以来教导我们来承担这种家庭的责任。
So how bad would this look for Christians to claim to be religious but yet fail to obey God's word in actions and conducts?
所以我们如果自称敬虔哈，我们在我们的行为上能够没有做到这一点的时候呢，在这种世人的眼中是何等的这种糟糕呢？
No wonder so many people in the world call us Christians hypocrites.
所以这也是为什么很多时候世人觉得看到基督徒，他认为这些是假冒伪善的人。
What a way to hinder the spreading of the gospel.
这是如何的在可以来阻碍福音的这种传扬。
Let me end by sharing with you a scriptural insight that I got from Pastor John MacArthur.
那我最后结束的时候，我也跟大家分享一个我在这个一个解经家神学家 John MacArthur 他所提到的。
At the cross where Jesus was hung in John 19.
所以在约翰福音第十九章记载，那耶稣在被钉十字架的时候
，He entrusted his own mother Mary to the care of John, his beloved disciple.
那他把自己的母亲玛利亚交托给他的就约翰他所爱的门徒
，Because he knew that he would soon die.
因为他知道他马上就要他的世上的生命要结束。
John is to be a son to Mary, as she wouldn't be able to support herself otherwise.
那个约翰呢，要把这个玛利亚当成他自己的母亲因为他这个玛利亚也没有其他的这种途径来支持来养活他自己。
Now that Jesus would no longer be around, he turned to his own disciple, one of the apostles, one from God's spiritual family.
所以在耶稣在离世的时候呢。他是转向谁呢？他是转向了他的他自己的门徒就是当时的十二使徒之一的这个约翰。
He wants his own brother to take care to of his believing widowed mother.
他希望他自己的弟兄能够来照顾这个马上要成为寡妇的玛利亚。
But you remember that, right? That Jesus actually had other half brothers in his family. Mary had other sons.
我们记得，其实耶稣其实有他自己同母，其他的同母的兄弟。
Why didn't he turn to any of them?
他为什么没有去找他自己的这种弟弟
？Because none of them were believers, not yet.
因为那个时候呢，他当时的弟弟里面还没有，他们都还没有相信。
Not James, not Jude, not yet.
没有啊，那个犹大，没有啊，没有雅各。
God's family, God's people took on the responsibility to care for the widows, those who are truly in need, destitute, as one of their own. That's a perfect example.
所以这是给我们一个完美的例子，就是我们在神家中的家中的人哈，如我们如何应该承担起这种照顾这种寡妇或者真正无助的人的这种责任。
And one last thing.
最后一点。
You have heard of what's called the seven last words of Jesus.
你们可能我们大家都知道所谓的这个耶稣的十架七言。
And out of the seven, only two of what Jesus said on the cross were directed at particular individuals around him.
那在耶稣在十字架上所说的最后这个七句话里面，只有两句是给特定的人，专门给一个特定的人来说。
All the others five were either directed at the Father or their general statements.
那其他五句呢，或者是给，只给天父讲的，或者是给周围其他的人这种一概，这种，笼统而言的。
The first direct statement was given to the thief on the cross next to Jesus in Luke 23.
那第一个这种耶稣直接一对一的他的话呢是给他旁边跟他定的这个强盗。
And the other direct statement is to hear to the mother Mary and John.
那另外一个直接的这种对话是给跟约翰是有关跟他的母亲哈是交托给约翰而说的。
Think about this.
我们
at the cross.At the cross, Jesus' heart of compassion was toward first wretched sinners who truly repent.
所以在耶稣在他钉死十字架的时候，仍然存着这种怜悯的这种心肠。那首先是
，sorry, that would be the thief, the true wretched sinners who truly repent.
那首先是给这一个罪人是一个真正的蒙恩能够悔改的这样一个罪人。
And then second,
那第二呢？
His heart of compassion is to widows, who, the destitutes among God's family.
耶稣的心是向着这些在家中无助的寡妇和贫苦无依的人。
At the most critical, agonizing, painful moment in his life, our Lord has sinners' redemption and the caring of the weakest in God's family in his mind.
在耶稣最痛苦。在生命中最后一刻，在他头脑中的他所纪念的，他所惦记的，一个是这个罪人的救赎，另外一个是在我们神家中最需要照顾的人。
As members of God's family, anything less than these in our minds should lead us to fear that we would tarnish God's family's reputation.
那作为我们神家中的一员，如果我们心中缺少这些的话，那我们就真是应该来。应该来在神面前心存敬畏。因为我们可能正在这个损害神的家庭的这个声誉。
Let us repent for Christ died for sinners like you and me.
所以让我们一起来悔改，因为耶稣是为像你我这样的罪人而死。
And he is now calling us to love each other, especially to care for those who are widows, truly widows, who are truly in need.
所以他也呼召我们要来彼此相爱。特别是照顾那些我们当中真正有需要的孤儿寡妇和其他的这种贫困的人。
Let's take care of our own family members.
让我们自己照顾自己家里的人。
For God's glory.
为了神的荣耀。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for these wonderful instructions that you have given us in your word.
父神，我们为神你自己给我们的这些如何这些宝贵的教训献上我们的感恩和赞美。
We confess that, Lord, we have not loved as you have commanded us to love.
我们承认我们在我们自己没有像神你自己爱我们一样去爱我们的爱我们周围的人。
So Lord, lead us to repentance and convict us of our sins.
你自己来让我们能够有一颗悔改的心，来在能够正视我们自己的软弱和罪。
We praise you for Jesus.Dying on the cross for even a sin like that for us.
我们也知道，我们也赞美耶稣，乃是为了我们一切的罪而死在十字架上。
And lead us to be bold and courageous to love our family members.
那引导我们能够也刚强壮胆啊，能够勇敢的来照顾啊我们当中有需要的人。
We praise you. All this we pray in Jesus' name.
我奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.